Mr. Frog, You Just Think You're Smart by Diane Baker. Illustrated by Samantha Sethi. And read by Diane Baker. Mr. Frog, sitting on the lily pad. You just think you're smart. Mr. Frog, sitting on the lily pad. You just think you're smart. You can point to him and tell him that.
Ribbit.
But I've been watching this old creek, and I watched it and watched it for many a week. And I know where you came from, silly Mr. Frog.
Ribbit.
One day, as I walked by the creek, many days ago, I spied what I thought was a fish. But it was an old tadpole. Can you find him?
Ribbit.
He wiggled and waggled and wiggled around. His tail looked like a fan. Then, after he looked up at me, he buried himself in the sand.
Ribbit.
Every day I watched him, and day by day he grew. It seemed like every time I saw him, there was something new. Do you see him?
Ribbit.
His head was getting larger, and his mouth was wide and big. Then, all at once, there did appear two spindly green hind legs.
Ribbit.
Days went by, and then I knew just what he was to be. That silly tadpole had four legs, but he could not fool me. Can you count them? One, two, three, four.
Ribbit.
For when he lost his tail one day, it's getting smaller.
Ribbit.
I heard him give a croak.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Let's practice it with him, okay? Ribbit, 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 ribbit. Good job.
Ribbit.
Then he took a big jump for the lily pad, laughing at his joke. There he goes.
Ribbit.
Mr. Frog, sitting on the lily pad, you just think you're smart. Mr. Frog, sitting on the lily pad, you just think you're smart. Look, he's really laughing now.
Ribbit, 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 oh, 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 ribbit, 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 oh, oh, oh. Ribbit.
But I've been watching this old creek, and I watched it and watched it for many a week. And I know where you came from, silly Mr. Frog. You can't fool me. Look at him smiling. Let's give him a ribbit back.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Ribbit.
The end of this story. But you know, Mr. Frog always has stories to tell about his friends while he's sitting there on the lily pad. Mr. Frog tells me he also enjoys your visits, and he loves to hear you read and sing his song. I hope you will come back many times and visit the book and sing the Mr. Frog song. Goodbye for now.
Rabbit.